countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
Welcome to All Chat, the video game talk show. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and I am again accompanied by the one and only.
It's DJ, DJ Hej.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
It's DJ Hej. What's up?
Can you hear yourself?
I can.
I can barely hear you in here. I think that's my own fault. Hold on.
That's not my problem.
There you go. Now I can. So you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're going to play maybe two songs and then go back into the talking. But yeah, right now we're just going to set up a little bit, get comfy in the studio. And then, today's topic is about streaming, right? About video game streaming.
Video game streaming, you are correct, sir.
And just like in general in the world, like YouTube streaming, Twitch streaming. Yeah. How about live streaming? Like, is there anything on TV that's related to video games?
No,
I'm unsure.
All that stuff has died out by now.
Really?
I think the internet has killed video game shows on TV.
What video game shows were on TV?
I don't remember the name of the shows, but I remember watching some growing up. There were definitely like shows where like hosts talked about different video games, and like those kind of shows moved to YouTube, like with weekly shows or daily shows, and then eventually people don't do them anymore. So I guess we can do some research when the songs come.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just gonna send two songs out there, and hopefully you like them. Yeah, so this is All Chat once again. All Chat, the video game talk show. And we talk about video games here. So if you're a fan of video games, make sure you tune in. If you're not, you'll still find it interesting because we don't just talk about it's video games, but with like a twist on like society, psychology, and just behavioral research. Like,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
From so I found the name of the show that I used to watch. It was called X-Play.
X-Play. I've never heard of it.
1998 to 2013.
That's actually a long run.
Yeah, it was. And I remember these two hosts, bald guy and tall girl. Yep.
They talked about video games.
And I remember really loving the show, but then YouTube happened, so.
Wow. Yeah, because it started really early. That's late 90s.
Yeah, 1998, what?
okay. It was a kid show?
It was just a show for all audiences.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was like a show on like PBS or something.
Not for kids, no.
All right, here we go. Bye-bye.
I can hear it.
Hey.
Me and Neon.
Hey, my guy.
I'm tired of it today. All that womp 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 sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense. I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I go. All that womp 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 sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense.
I don't know what you're saying, though.
Don't you know? Yeah. Came in 88 with a dream, oh so bright-eyed. They knew right away, sink or swim, there's no lifelines. Cutting their teeth on the move, nobody's filling these shoes. Balling on a budget, at the golden arch, super size number two.
Cash.
Way that the world ain't budging, gotta make a power move. Deep in the darkest dungeons, I'm digging up my own route. Hands on the plow.
Hands on the plow.
Keep my head down.
Keep my head down.
Sweat on my brow.
Sweat on my brow.
Don't make a sound. Pay my dues now. This is the pride of a man. Now, stepping the ground, I'm counting my blessings aggressively, pushing the boundaries off of my family.
Family.
Into this land. A dream in my hand.
Dream in my hand.
All of that changed when life decided to switch on my plan. Yeah. Tell me now.
Oh, no.
How did we get so low?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Tell me now.
Oh, no.
How did we get so bruised?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tell me now.
Oh, no.
How could they be so rude? Swear I'ma lose my cool. I won't be made as a fool, nah.
Mia, Mia.
Mia, Mia.
My bad.
I'm tired of retreating.
Don't retreat it.
All that womp, womp, womp sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense. I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I go. All that womp, womp, womp sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense.
I don't know what you're saying, though.
Ching, chang, chong.
I keep it trilly.
Trilly.
Some of you sounded real silly. Yeah. All of you, hoo-wah-hi. Got me like, really? I'm guessing it's my mistake for thinking that people can do better.
Do better.
Do better?
You better chill.
I refuse to be your Jet.
Hi-ya.
I refuse to be your Jackie Chan. Keep on yapping off like that.
Hi-ya.
Keep on yapping all that jazz.
Hi-ya.
A man can only take so much when you keep on stopping jumping on his back. I'm not a ninja. Shing. Hey, I don't do kung fu.
Kung fu.
But if you're pushing me over the edge, might see these knuckles do some crouching, tiger, hidden dragon. Get you feeling like a ladder. Introduce you to a whole new world. Go ahead and see what happens, but I'm not the violent type. Real out cause I'm not the silent type. I don't fit the 9 to 5. Don't try to put me in a category. I'm that Kogi Jordy meeting full-time rapper that your papa hates and gets mama worried. Not your ordinary doctor, lawyer, and accountant. You know I'm an allegory. Maybe more like a unicorn. Life of faith, I trust your Lord. Monochrome, I do adore. Distressed end of my uniform. Let's go.
Mia, Mia.
I'm tired of retreating.
Don't retreat it.
All that womp, womp, womp sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense. I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I don't know what you're saying, though.
Say what?
But I go. All that womp, womp, womp sounds to me so obnoxious.
Boy, you played yourself with your nonsense.
I don't know what you're saying, though. I don't know what the man don't know.
in the air, kissing you sweet good morning. Open your mind, open your eyes.
Yeah, I'm still right here. Head still laid on the pillow. Let the light squeeze through the window. Ain't nobody but you and me, and me and you, baby. Who trippin'? Remember we was last night sippin', girl. You I love, thought I'd never say it. It might have been the right move, might have been the Jaeger. But a few hours later, I woke up tangled in your hair, thinking, man, I might date her.
Baby girl, where you think you're gone? We both deserve some time alone. Pull back the sheets, stay in with me. Don't gotta leave. Baby, tell me what you want.
Like antelope, man, deep down I know, but deep down I'm so damn obsessed with you, make me lose my flow. You been throwing bones, I'm a Labrador. Girl, stop playing games, cause I'm keeping score. I'm always keeping score. You didn't think I let you in, right? She coming at me, licking lips from Moscato. Back and forth, got me up and down, vibrato. Shawty got a heart of gold like she El Dorado. Baby, in my ticket, feeling like I won the lotto. You make it feel fantastic. Make a brother do gymnastics with no practice. You got me spinning, spinning, spinning around with you.
Baby girl, where you think you're gone? We both deserve some time alone. Pull back the sheets, stay in with me. Don't gotta leave. Baby, tell me what you want. It's just the
okay, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
We're going to be talking about things like Twitch.tv, YouTube streaming, and what is the other sites that offer streaming? Nothing else, right?
Like, honestly.
I think the only origin of that is YouTube. Like, people make, like, video game montages of, like, Call of Duty no scopes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of, but what I mostly wanted to talk about was... What streaming is, because there's probably many people who don't understand what we're even talking about. And then why is it so popular? And why is it mostly popular with younger people? These headphone wires are so twisted.
So what is streaming?
Yeah, what is streaming?
I think streaming, you just explain it like it's like live news.
Because when I thinking about this makes me think of like, because I kind of want to post or like self-promote my Twitch channel on Facebook, but if I do that, there's gonna be so many people, like family members, that just don't know what I'm talking about. Twitch streaming is basically twitch.tv is a website. On this website you can make your own channel, kind of like a YouTube channel for those that are familiar with that, and there you can stream yourself playing video games or anything. You can stream any type of footage live with like a 5-second delay maybe, but it's live. It's live entertainment, which is the most what people are mostly a fan of. But you can, like, for example, I do that. You can connect your computer, your video game console, your camera to live stream whatever it sees onto twitch.tv, onto your channel. And from there, you can gain followers, people who watch your stream regularly, subscribers, people who pay monthly to support your stream, support you, like they're bigger, big enough fan of you and your content. And it's becoming, it's growing over, like, exponentially, like every month, every year. You said it started in 2011, right?
Yeah, June 2011, and apparently by February of 2014, it was, like, the fourth highest, like, amount of internet traffic.
So only 3 years after its, like, birth, it became, like, the fourth largest?
Yeah, the fourth largest.
What would that rival? Facebook?
YouTube.
Twitter?
Maybe. I mean, Twitter's a dying website, but...
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, in 2015, Twitch announced it had more than 1.5 million broadcasters and 100 million visitors per month.
That's nuts. I mean, I think the main appeal of Twitch compared to content that you make beforehand and upload is the interaction. It feels like you have a say in what the person you're watching is doing because of the chat.
Yeah, I think for those that don't understand, Twitch channels, along with... streaming your whatever you're playing live, you're able to communicate with whoever's viewing. If you're a viewer and you're watching someone play a video game, and I know for many, understanding the concept of watching someone playing a video game is kind of a far reach, but I'm sure for many it's not that crazy.
It shouldn't be a far reach because you watch people play sports.
Yeah,
a lot of
that's
the
how
times.
I explain it to some people. Some people are like, "Why do you watch this person play video games on YouTube? I don't understand." And then I have to explain, like, "Well, when you watch people play sports, you're watching them like." It's like someone else participating in a sport that you understand really well.
Also that you can play yourself.
Yeah, they can play yourself.
I get that a lot from my friends. It's like, oh, you can play that video game yourself. Why don't you just play it if you just want to watch it? I'm just like, because I don't want to play it. I just want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't watch MLB. I don't watch sports that I don't play because I'm not interested. Just the same as people who aren't interested in video games probably don't watch video game streams. But that's different because some people don't play video games at all and love streams, love Twitch.
Yeah.
And it's the same way there's people who don't play baseball and love MLB. When you are live streaming these this gameplay, there's a chat box on the side that allows the streamer, the person who's broadcasting their content, to view and see people who are chatting in the box saying, like, hey, that was awesome, hi, what's up, or just keeping tabs on people or talking, when they can talk with amongst each other in the chat box. So it's kind of like a live instant messenger window along with your gameplay, and that lets the people communicate with each other, and it creates a community. And I think that's what's most interesting about Twitch, or its pull, I would say, that, like, really got it off the ground.
Yeah, that's what separates it from YouTube, where a YouTube community is a lot of times not real time. You know, you can support your YouTuber, you can leave comments, you could donate to their Patreon, but you're not ever talking, interacting with your YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause on Twitch... is not only you can donate bitcoins as well, or like you can, there's different ways you can donate money directly to the streamer to support them, and there's a integrated subscribe feature where you can, like, $5 a month directly to them just to show your support, and for that you get rewards like special emotes you can spam in the chat, because sometimes you'll have they're similar to emojis. Like, you can have special emojis that only this one broadcaster uses, and when you subscribe, you are able to use those emojis to show off your support for that streamer. And for some that might not really fully understand how this is, like, so popular and why are we even talking about it, there are streamers that have, like, up to 30,000 people viewing them at any 1 second. Like, I know my favorite streamer always has at least 30,000 people watching him at any given moment, and that's a lot. That's a full... I don't know. How much does a football stadium, like, seat? Like, one of the largest ones.
I don't know.
It's definitely in the fat. Like, it's similar, right?
Yeah, 50,000, something like that.
I'm just going to...
Just Google, TD Garden.
I'll just Google TD Garden seat capacity. There it is. So TD Garden can fit less than 20,000.
Yeah.
So... This one streamer who's just playing video games, he's playing live video games and streaming himself playing them, has an audience bigger, more full than TD Garden can hold. That's insane. I didn't even think about that. TD Garden can fit a lot of people.
TD Garden is huge.
And it still won't be enough to hold down the people that are watching certain streamers. And to even put it into Morse's perspective, there are people that do it like for as their full-time job. Their full-time job is to stream. They don't have any other source of income. Like, that is their main source of income, is subscribers, yeah, donations, and just overall Twitch streaming.
Mm-hmm. So John, like, what is your history with Twitch? How did you discover Twitch? How did you decide that you were going to be a Twitch streamer? Like, what's your story with Twitch?
Yeah, so I started streaming maybe at the beginning of this year, actually. This year, 2017, I really started to like go full on in it, and I always wanted to do beforehand, but the thing is that I started on YouTube. I started doing YouTube videos because I loved YouTube. I watched YouTube all the time, and I was like, ah, man, I really want to do this. I love making videos. I love making people laugh. I love just making content in general, and I feel like I have a unique life that I can show with everyone. So starting from there, I was always making video game YouTube videos, video game commentary stuff. And then Twitch just came naturally. It was just kind of like, why not try this out too? Because it's also...
It's the next step.
Yeah, it's like the next step, because I couldn't do it for a while because it requires not only time, but also equipment. It requires a lot of specific like things that you need to be able to do it. And I had a Mac, so it didn't really work.
Mac.
Yeah, I had an Apple computer, and it just wouldn't withstand, or a laptop, and it wouldn't withstand what I was trying to do with it. But yeah, so that's why I started streaming. And also, I feel like there's a niche out there for people who play video games like one-handed. Or I've seen a streamer that plays with no hands, and it's ridiculous. He has a controller that's modified for his mouth, and he moves things with his mouth, like a knob here, a knob here. He like can move things with his nose.
You didn't see
him play PUBG? There's so many clips of that.
Wow.
There's a streamer who plays only with his like head, with a modified controller that has like stems coming out of it, and there's clips of him getting first place in PUBG like over and over again. Wow. It's interesting watching just to see the mechanics of how he plays. Like when he wants to crouch or something, he has to reach for something over here, like push it down and come back and like start aiming with the middle like joystick. And then like if he wants to reload, there's a button up here he has to like quickly press and like come back to. Like it's a lot of neck. It's a lot of neck muscles.
That's
like,
nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of motor function in the neck. I was just fascinated watching.
Yeah, I wonder how long it took him to adapt to that new method of control. I mean for me, Twitch started off as a logo on a t-shirt at MIT during my freshman year of college. I told you this already, but yeah, like me and my friends would just walk around MIT one time, and they had a table full of twitch.tv t-shirts, and we were just like, oh, I guess these are free, because nobody was around them. They were just on the table. It was like 6 p.m and we were just like, all right, well, we got some free Twitch t-shirts.
And
we went home with them, and we were just like, I had never heard of Twitch at that point. That was 2012. That was the fall of 2012, and Twitch was a year old then.
Yeah.
And then like I only recently started like engaging with Twitch once I decided that I wanted to start streaming after getting my gaming laptop. But then before that, Twitch was a non-factor. I knew that some YouTubers had streamed. YouTubers that I watch stream on Twitch, and I was just like, maybe I'll go check it out sometimes, but I never really ended up doing it. And like, even to this day, I only watch Twitch when I'm really, really, really bored, and I've run out of YouTube videos to watch. Like, I'm not a big fan of like that long form, like continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the monotony cut out of my viewing experience.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's what you can get with YouTube. YouTube, you can edit a video just to see the best parts, yeah, just to make it funny. There's a lot more, it's a different type of thing, because it's like being able to produce something, go back and edit it, and then put it up or not put it up. With Twitch, it's like it's up there no matter what. You're just long term, 7 hours straight, just showing your gameplay footage, and some that it's going to be boring sometimes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the next thing to talk about is, why is it so popular? Why are kids on the rage these days? Why are millennials loving Twitch? You know, it's definitely not hit big with like older generations. Same with YouTube and video games, honestly. Like a lot of things of those are hit or miss just because of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And actual like participation in the like, if you play video games, then you're more like likely to be taking part in Twitch/YouTube environments.
Yeah.
But like, have you seen Video Game Grandpa, or like
I've watched like Facebook clip videos of him. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty nuts.
And that's he's like, he's got a niche of his own, like, being the only grand, like, a literal old man who's playing video games and live streaming on Twitch. You just don't hear about that. You just can't picture that. And he actually has a personality and, like, is good at video games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, things like that. Or, what was the other thing I wanted to mention? I feel like majority of people who are on Twitch now are probably people who started at YouTube and went over to Twitch. Viewers, I mean.
Yeah, or professional gamers.
Yeah, or professional gamers. A lot of professional.
Side money, you know.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, there's a lot of professional streamer gamers who are on teams that on the side, when they have time, they stream the video game that they are known to play.
Yeah, because people want to watch people be really good at something. Yeah. That's why you watch the NBA. That's why you watch...
Yeah, that's different, yeah. It's like you have people who are actually good at the video game, like are very skilled.
Experts.
Are paid to be on a team to compete. And then they stream, and it's fun, entertaining to watch, because then you have someone who's, you know, if I play League of Legends, for example, mm-hmm. and someone's out there, like Sneaky from C9, if he is out streaming, I'm like, I want to watch it. Maybe he has, like, I just want to see, what does a pro streamer or pro League of Legends player do? Like, how does he, I want to see how he moves his mouse. I want to see how he sets up his screen. I want to see his, like, how he functions, his mechanics, everything like that. You can learn from watching a streamer. It helps a lot with your own gameplay.
Yeah.
So that's a dimension of Twitch streaming that I guess is pretty key, actually.
Yeah, wanting to be better at the video game that you're watching, so you mm-hmm. learn from the people who are better than you.
Yeah. And same with YouTube is the idea of also wanting to play, or wanting to see a game that you can't play. For example, me, what was the game back then? Like, any Nintendo game, I usually want to watch people play because I can't. Yeah. I don't have a Nintendo.
Let's Plays, yeah.
Yeah, Let's Plays, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I used to watch, I watched the entirety of Breath of the Wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before I got my brother a Switch. Because I knew
it's
I was...
It's a long game.
I knew I would never get a Switch because it's just not for me. I'm not about consoles anymore. But I knew I had to experience that game somehow, and YouTube provided. And I'm sure there are people on Twitch who do full game playthroughs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's how YouTube was the way I got my exposure to the game.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It frustrated me at times because I wasn't doing the things, but I loved watching it happen for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I watched Breath of the Wild because my friend had... I was at Leanne's house, like, in Tennessee, and her sisters both have their own Switch, and they both have Breath of the Wild, and they would play, and I would just sit there and watch them play. Yeah. And it's literally the same premise, where you sit there and watch someone else play the video game, and it's just entertaining, because maybe you don't have the game, maybe you're not good at the video game, but you just want to sit there and watch, because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, whoa, what is happening? Like, I just want to keep up, like, with the story, because I would see them playing in the living room and just go over and sit down, and even if I missed an hour of what they were doing before, kind of like in a Twitch stream, you can just catch up, like, oh, that's what they're doing now, like, this is their objective, let me just jump in for a little hour of, like, as if I'm playing vicariously through them, and then just, you know, dip out. Like,
yeah, if you've ever had siblings growing up and you've had gaming consoles in the house, like GameCube, PlayStation, Nintendo 64, like any of that old stuff, you had to take turns to play.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes, for me at least, I just didn't want to play, and I wanted my little brother to play.
Yeah.
And when he didn't, I got mad because he was taking that enjoyable experience of watching him play video games away from me. And I was just like, come
That's
on.
It's so funny because I'm the opposite. I was like, no, my brother, you have to watch.
Really?
Like, you have to watch. I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
He was kind of forced to watch, so he probably likes watching or doesn't. What was the other thing? Yeah, so other than that, there's also then personalities. There's people that do characters, or just there are very funny people that play Twitch or play video games that maybe might not even be good. They're just ordinary, average players. Not bad, but, you know, not amazingly good at the game. And then also put on a character or have a really fun personality, you know, look attractive to some people. Yeah. And just, like, that's simply the only reason someone will follow them, that they get to see them.
Yeah, and that's the creepy part.
Yeah, that's the creepiest. That's where we get into really weird territory with Twitch.
But I also think Twitch gives people a platform, gives regular people a platform to put up things they like, to watch things they like, because, like, 90% of the population is never going to make it on cable TV, you know, or radio. But with Twitch and with YouTube, they can. They can make it. They can just be found, be discovered by people just by doing what they love. And there's a population who'll eat that stuff up. So I think, like, in more of like a political sense, I think it's important to give these people, like the person you were saying that plays video games with his just his head, like give those kind of people like a platform to like express their passions, because like where else are they gonna get that platform,
you know? Yeah, exactly. And also feel like they are like accepted. Skilled and accepted in some place where people are like, people there like are fans of, like they'll spam in the chat, they'll donate, they'll subscribe, they're like want to support this guy, like, yo, this guy's awesome, let me give him $5 a month, like he's incredible, what he's doing shows dedication, it is inspiring,
yeah,
like I want him to keep doing what he's doing, and I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, exactly. Like that whole talk about how representation in media matters, like mm-hmm. The idea of media has evolved so much since that conversation has started. Like Twitch is just one of the examples of where like there's people from so many different backgrounds and beliefs and
countries, languages.
Yeah, that are all on Twitch and they're all doing what they love and they're all being supported and loved by the people that are watching them.
Like, with hundreds, thousands of people watching at any given moment.
Yeah, and Twitch gives people that option now. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the reasons why, first of all, that's why the internet is popular.
Yeah.
But like,
and YouTube.
Yeah.
And that was YouTube's whole premise.
Yeah.
Because anyone can have their own voice on the internet.
Yeah, and Twitch made it possible to have this like long form live show mm-hmm. with minimal costs.
Yeah.
Compared to like large scale production.
Yeah, because you can also have the like cruddiest equipment and still be the most famous. Like,
yeah.
Like if you have the best equipment, doesn't mean you're going to be the best streamer out there. Doesn't mean. It's not a pay to like be the best of deal.
It's your personality that mm-hmm. has to draw people in. You know?
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be your person. It could be someone else that you create, like a character, or
yeah.
Sometimes people don't even you can't even because many on many streams. For anyone listening, there's many streams that you can see the person playing. They have a camera facing them in the bottom corner and then on the main screen, there's the video game that they're playing.
Yeah.
And on some other games or streamers don't have their face up there at all. They just have their voice. And those are just as famous as the other ones. But it's just different in terms of how you connect with the actual person. Because then you just get really tied to their voice and you don't know what they look like. But their voice might be funny. They might say a lot of funny jokes. I don't know, just in general, they're good at the video game. And then there's the streams where you're seeing the person and you see their mannerisms, you see how they react to things, like you see their facial expressions. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I have, exactly, one of my favorite streamers, Soviet Womble, he is just voice. He plays games and he just, his voice, his narration, his internal monologue is throughout the mm-hmm. your watching experience, but I like him because of his personality, because he's just like an intelligent spaz. I think that's the best way to describe him.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and he just like freaks out,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a funny, like almost like adorable way of like a grown man freaking out over something that happens in a video game. And then I also have streamers who are just aesthetically pleasing for me to watch, and they have face cam. remember that one that I sent you on Twitch messages? I forget what her Twitch name is, but...
Oh, I think I remember. Yeah.
And Ammunition. Yeah.
Ammunition.
Yeah. And she, like, has a face cam, and... Mm-hmm. But she's, like, really, like, hardcore, you know? She'll sit there and be, like calling shots and, like, mm-hmm. like giving directions to her team, and I'd be like, yeah, that's hot. And I like watching that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's something out there for everyone on Twitch. That's what I was going to say, what you were saying about YouTube and giving everyone a platform was... Because YouTube definitely started that in the early 2000s of like videos would go viral. It would make someone famous for like maybe a month and then would go away. But on their side, on their channel, they would gain like thousands of subscribers. And that like launches them into like the next level of YouTube / media production where they are gaining so much attraction from everyone. They're gaining like views. They're gaining a lot of like sponsorships from different companies that want them to make ads for them. Like that's how Grace Helbig got her own. She was the first YouTuber to get her own TV show where YouTube crossed over into actual TV television productions.
Hannah Hart.
Yeah,
she did My Drunk Kitchen.
Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was in middle school.
Really? No way.
Yeah, and she got her own Food Channel show.
What's the there's a for anyone really interested in this topic about social media of YouTube and Twitch, I highly recommend this documentary that's on Netflix called Please Subscribe, I want to say.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I watched it in high school, and it goes through some of the it interviews a bunch of famous YouTubers, like back, like original, like Wheezy Waiter, Hannah Hart, Grace Helbig, not PewDiePie because he's not a vlogger. It's mostly just vloggers, mostly people who are like
Philip DeFranco.
Philip DeFranco's not on there. A lot of specific people, but they were all really huge at the start.
Yeah.
It goes over their, like, first of all, their lives, like what did they do before YouTube?
Yeah.
And then how did they start YouTube? And then where do they see themselves in like 10 years on YouTube? Like it's really like inspiring, and also just like it's eye opening because it lets you see what like that life is like. Because you're like, what is it like to be a famous person that's like
not really
simply
famous.
Famous?
Not even famous.
No,
though.
Not really famous because they won't be recognized by the general public.
Yeah, because the reach is also like a small. It's like a subsection of the pop. Not a small subsection, but a subsection. Like I used to. I used to watch Wheezy Waiter when he used to do daily vlogs. So he would do one every single day for like 5 years of me watching him. So I knew his every day, right? Mm-hmm. And he would talk about how he was a literal waiter before he started doing YouTube, and he would wait tables.
And he has asthma, so yeah, that's why he was wheezy.
Yeah. And I was just like,
he was from Chicago. He lived like 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah,
that's why I watched him all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how I discovered him, but I just love that Wheezy Waiter.
Yeah, and he has his clones, his famous clones.
Yeah, but like now he's down to like doing just like vlogs like every once a week.
Once
maybe.
A week, yeah.
And he has his wife, and he has a kid incoming. And
yeah, kid incoming.
I'm just like, how does going from a daily vlog YouTuber to getting that huge, like, it's for him, it was literally just about persistence, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know, it just YouTube allows that to happen for people, and I think that's why it's one of its draws. But like YouTube Live, you know, mm-hmm. how a lot of different shows and platforms have used YouTube Live to launch their shows.
Yeah,
like Rick and Morty.
Really?
Yeah, Rick and Morty. They live streamed through YouTube. It was on their Adult Swim website, but it was through YouTube streaming. And also BlizzCon right now mm-hmm. is live streamed on YouTube. E3 mm-hmm. live streamed on YouTube.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve live streamed on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's, well, most of those video game things also like BlizzCon is streamed on Twitch and YouTube separately.
Yeah.
Just for different audiences. But if you want to reach a more general population other than Twitch, because Twitch is kind of a specific population compared to YouTube. Because YouTube, like people's, like grandmas at this point know how to use YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can put it there and you'll know you're going to get a broader audience.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And on top of that, you have, what was I going to say? You're talking about things being broadcasted on YouTube. Oh, yeah. The idea of cable and TV in general, it's all going to on demand. Like everything's going towards, I want to watch this now. Like I'm not going to wait for commercials or, mm-hmm. you know, like Netflix, for example. Like everyone just watches on Netflix or on Hulu or Amazon Videos. Being able to click and watch what you want. Mm-hmm. That's YouTube's whole premise. It's just like clicking on a video that you want to watch. You watch it. You can go on to the next one.
Yeah, totally. See.
Like cable, like you have to rely on their schedule. So that's why the huge shift towards YouTube / produce content online
YouTube
on demand.
TV.
Yeah, they have their own subscription base too.
Yeah, it's just started, but
yeah, exactly.
I'm curious about when the flip is going to be, when majority of people are doing on demand online, like Roku. Like Apple TV, those services over just typical traditional cable TV. I don't know.
You don't know. Yeah. What was the other topic? Oh, I was going to say that we should, I'm going to play a song.
All right.
And actually, I'm first going to play PSA. Let's pick a PSA right now. I didn't play one last time, which is bad, but I'll play one this time. We'll go about, what type of PSA do we want to play?
I don't know what are
it's
available.
It's like, you know what PSAs are?
Yeah.
Public service announcement. We have to play one every hour at the station. So there's a bunch of different topics. Let's go with this one. Okay, we'll see you after the PSA and the song. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This long rant has been video All Chat, the video game talk show. with your host, me, Mr. Gracias, and special guest
DJ Hej.
There you go, DJ Hej. Hope you've been liking the show. It's every Friday at 5. If you're interested in video games, or if you know someone that is, point them over in the right direction. We'll help them out. Yeah, we'll be right back after this short break.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin'.
Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin', yo.
Okay, look, I go right back in. The letters in me, Bobby Jackson. I never wonder what's gon' happen. I take possessions, I don't ice. Okay, look, I go right back in. I pray a blessing, not a lovish God.
This, I'ma straight up, straight up.
Okay, look, right on your eyes, shit. I come hanging out the selling with. I come vicious and deliberate. I come issue when you hear me, shit.
Okay, look, that in my accent, y'all. Okay, look, I go right bench. I bottle some business tense. Okay, boo, I keep it low key. Okay, boo, I feel like Sammy. I bottle some business tennis.
I tell you the business of business. I tired of my soldiers, you tell me. Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin'.
Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin', yo.
Okay, look, I go right back in. The letters in me, Bobby Jackson. I never wonder what's gon' happen. I take possessions, I don't ice.
Hey, okay, look, I go right back in. Please don't kill the vibe, though. I'm writing songs off the iPhone. Happy raps is going viral, ayy. Trust me, you know that I got it. All my real homies, they got me, yeah. Only a few come around me. Wait, you not from here, stay from around me. Oh, I feel like Foggy dropped 40. I kept it low-key, I told you that, yeah. All of the day ones is going at, yeah. Used to be happy before the raps, yeah. Back when nobody believed in us, yeah. Back then nobody was tweeting us. Now the same ones try to be with us. Wait, I am a king, treat me as such.
Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin'.
Okay, look, I go right back in.
Okay, look, Sasso's like ballin', yo.
Okay, look, I go right back in. The letters in me, Bobby Jackson. I never wonder what's gon' happen. I take possessions, I don't ice.
What?
All right, and we're back. We're back in live.
We are back.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking around. That was Drop 40 by Foggy Raw.
Okay.
It's a little indie one. Not really well known, but I like the beat of it, so that's why I played it. There was something I wanted to do via YouTube. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? What's the... I'll go with Mario 64...
Speed run?
No. There you go. Background music.
Okay.
So we can just talk over it.
Nice.
That's my classic go-to. I've been doing that since freshman year. I usually use Conker's Bad Fur Day. Have you heard of that game?
No.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. It was on Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. It's like
the squirrel.
Like R-rated Banjo-Kazooie.
That's exactly what it is, actually.
Yeah.
M-rated, though.
Yeah. So future of Twitch.
Yeah, so the next topic is the future of Twitch. What is it? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
What can anyone predict about when YouTube was big, what did someone say, like, oh, this is going to be the next YouTube? Or when Twitter was big, Facebook was big, what's going to be the next big? Did you ever have MySpace?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Okay, cool. When MySpace was made, what was going to be the next MySpace?
I don't know. Like I was saying, like, with same thing with YouTube. YouTube was acquired by Google. Twitch was acquired by Amazon. You're going to need a small group of creators to create a platform that evolves Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get anywhere unless one of these big companies sees it and says there's potential in that and buys it out, you know? Because I feel like in today's world, even on the internet, without the necessary resources, you don't have the kind of reach
mm-hmm.
that you need to become the next big thing. Like Vine. Vine is a classic example of that. Vine was its own thing, but it just died out because nobody bought Vine. Nobody bought into Vine. No big mm-hmm. companies wanted to Vine. It was just like, okay.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was while it lasted, I loved Vine. I still watch Vine videos.
Yeah, there's
from
like
time
Vine
time.
Compilations on YouTube yeah. still, you know?
And exactly.
There are YouTubers who became huge through Vine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Vine followers or people who came famous just simply through Vine and had to find another platform to like host their like fandom.
Yeah.
Like their following.
Yeah.
They had to go through YouTube. So in terms of the future of Twitch and just live streaming video games in general, I feel like they can't die down as long as there's video gamers. Like you're just not, it's not going to die down. It can't just simply because of the fact that there's so many people that are broadcasting daily and that's their full-time jobs. Like they're going to do it until like they don't make money off of it anymore.
Yeah.
So, it's the same as YouTube. YouTube's not really dying per se. A lot of people are losing subscribers, but it's because it's shifting towards that live streaming like business.
I don't even know if that's true for YouTube. I think it's just the type of...
Wheezy Waiter's been losing subscribers. PewDiePie hasn't been gaining subscribers either.
Yeah.
Like, you could see trend lines that are going slowly down. It's more specific for some... Like, lower streamers are going up. Bigger streamers are going... Like, plateauing.
Plateauing,
going down.
Yeah. What was... So, I just had a thought. For anyone that's watched the Truman Show, I imagine we in a dystopian world where there's a different streaming service where it's basically a camera that follows you. You guys ever heard about the selfie drone that follows you around like in a certain radius and like takes pictures of you?
No, I haven't heard of
that. That's a thing that exists. And I imagine if somebody were to create the evolution of Twitch, it would be something where they're creating long form content, but mm-hmm. it's like a reality show where 24/7 you have a camera following you around. And like honestly, this I feel like this would be something that celebrities could buy into,
or a future celebrity can become.
Yeah, exactly. And they just have a camera following them around, live streaming 24/7 wherever
like,
they go.
It's like the next level of Casey Neistat, like how he made like movies of his daily vlogs.
Yeah,
the next level up would be live streaming that. Live streaming
someone's
your daily
life.
Yeah, daily. It becomes daily, like maybe 8 hours or a few hours. Maybe let's start it low because this is a new idea.
Yeah.
It starts off with like, I'm going to stream my life for 3 hours. Because people have in real life streams where they drive and like just walk around.
Mm-hmm.
The next development after that is actually just saying, you know what? From when I wake up to when I go to sleep, I'm just going to stream my life and carry a camera around with me.
Not even carry your camera.
Like, no, yeah, that's the next step is where you develop into a machine/equipment that allows you to not have to interfere with the camera.
Yeah.
The camera becomes something that doesn't have to take up space, because that's usually the biggest reason people don't do in real life streaming a lot.
Yeah.
Because you have to carry around like a selfie stick with a camera or a really nice camera with audio equipment.
A tripod.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
If there's ever developments in technology that allows people to do in real life streaming a little bit more, that's where we're going to see it go. I like that idea. Yeah, I think that's a good guess on where it's going to go.
It's just evolving vlogs.
It just makes the more sense, because people love keeping up to date in vlogs with people that aren't them.
Yeah.
Casey Neistat made a good job, but the premise of his was that he was making it cinematic, which you need post-production.
Yeah.
So it's interesting what's going to be the next artistic trend in live streaming in real life. Like, you would have to make your life fun to watch.
And, like, would that be fun for the person who's being filmed? Like, having that incentive to live a life that's watchable.
Yeah.
Compared to the, like, just...
Casey Neistat kind of had to do that.
I just feel like his life was just like that.
Yeah.
To be honest. Like, I don't think he made, like, forced it. Maybe he did sometimes, but, like, I think he's just a person whose life...
Weezy Waiter did. He made a bunch of vlogs about how, like, doing daily vlogs was just tearing him down.
Yeah.
After a while.
Yeah, I mean, he just had to create new things every single day and sit, and that was his entire day.
Yeah.
Creating a daily vlog.
Yeah.
And I remember his handstand thing. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, he just had to do dumb things sometimes just to be like, I'm making fresh, new, interesting content.
Yeah.
But like, what if you were a person who lived life like Casey Neistat and people just were interested in how you lived your life? I have friends like that. I have friends who I'm just like, oh, wow, like, you're really interesting. And I would love to know more about how your day-to-day is, you know?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where you have someone who, like, you have a reality show where people, you have cameras following a family around, and like, what is their family like? That was one of the first reality shows of all time, was in the 80s, I want to say. 70s or 80s, where they followed an ordinary American family.
Yeah.
It's called An American Family, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And they just, it was a normal, like, you watched this, we watched it for my film class last year, and we watched the first two episodes, and it's nothing special. There's nothing, no drama happens. You're just following, there's just cameras in their houses, and they're just like, oh, could you pass the bacon? And like, they pass it over, like them having breakfast, and then it passes to like, what's the son gonna do today? He's gonna go to soccer practice, and then you follow him to soccer practice. But this is because, one, television was new. It was just being broadcasted in like a new and mass. Second, reality TV that's like nothing, no actors, no, like, you know,
just
no middlemen, just people. That was the killer that got everyone interested in it. It was like, whoa, this is a family that isn't my own, and I'm watching their lives on a TV, but I don't know them. Like, that's what got it so far off the ground.
Yeah.
And that's the first stepping stone. And now we're here at Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is the same premise, but just with, like, more, you know, modern twists. Like, they have to be dramatic. They have to play it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I guess going more along with this idea that we've had, like, Twitch allows chat, right? But I've watched BuzzFeed videos where BuzzFeed employees who have a huge fan base go on Twitter and ask, what should I do today? What should I eat? This or that? What should I wear? This or that?
Really?
And they would literally poll their audience and have them decide what their day looks like.
That's a type of audience interaction. Like, you get to participate in someone else's, in, like, decision.
Life.
Yeah.
So I think that is a possibility. Like, that is something that this
wasn't there a movie that came out recently that was like that? It was like it's a game where you play on your phone. That's like, it's like, would you? It was like a dare type of thing.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was like, it ended up going too far. It's like
with Dave Franco and
and that girl, the blonde girl.
Wasn't it Emma?
One of the Emmas.
Yeah, one of the Emmas. One of the famous Emmas.
But some of that premise where, like, suddenly the audience has can anonymously take part in someone else's
Dude, we need to do this. We just came up with our next $1 billion idea.
Is what?
This. Creating this platform.
The platform where people interact, or people, like, live stream daily and then interact?
Their entire life.
Is it like a live Sims game, basically?
Yeah.
Like a real life Sims?
Yeah.
You need the technology to bring a camera around,
though. There is already a drone that follows you around.
Yeah, but you still have to charge. You still have to pay for it.
I know, that's the thing. Like, universal Wi-Fi needs to be a thing fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Wi-Fi needs to be in the air all the time, everywhere you go.
So right now, I think the bottleneck is at technology.
Yeah.
Once technology is advanced, you know, that's when we're going to see new platforms arise, new possibilities. Because right now, Twitch is kind of at the. It's 4 years old. So a lot has happened.
It's at the pinnacle of, like, what we can do on the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after that, I think daily vlogs that aren't vlogs, but just daily streams.
Yeah.
A non-stop stream.
Of your day.
I'm just trying to think of that as like, oh, let me tune into what, trying to think of a name, like username X. Like, let me see what they're doing. I click onto their channel, and it's them like, oh, they're washing dishes right now. Oh, let me just keep this open.
And then I'm gonna start washing my own dishes. I'm inspired.
But not even that. It's just the curiosity that's behind it, or that you have the ability to look into this person's, like, personal life.
Yeah.
And also chat with them. Like, the chat's probably still gonna be open, even in this future scenario we're building up. There's gonna be a chat box still. They still have to interact.
What about universities, dude? I just had another idea.
What?
Universities live streaming lectures. So your entire...
Oh, they have that already? Some have
some.
To.
Like, but you have to get professor buy-in. But like, what if Twitch was a platform where professors literally could have classes in their own office with a blackboard and live stream it.
And have a chat.
Have a chat. And then, or not even have a chat. There's so many different learning platforms that allow you to...
Do you think there's a professor that does that already? Do you think there's... No, I want to look on Twitch.
I know there's the professor that taught me biochem. I forget what his name was, but he used a lot of internet tools.
Really?
Yeah. But there are like things like learning catalytics for all my CSHD 62 students out there. that's the class that I TA at Tufts. Yeah, there are a lot of learning tools where you can remotely vote in. And incorporating that with Twitch, I think, would be just like an amazing idea.
That's a brilliant idea. That's when you get into the more broader scope of thinking, where you have to think of like how important is human relation, human contact?
Yeah.
How important is students to student interaction? How mm-hmm. important is, you know, being there firsthand? You're gonna have all these people that are like, oh, that's, you can't get the same experience if like, because everyone's been trained to like be in person for classes.
But like a calculus class.
Exactly.
You don't need to be in class to learn calculus. You just have to know the math, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can watch the professor do it in front of... Like Khan Academy. Khan Academy, I don't know if you've ever used it.
Yeah,
series of YouTube videos where the guy just teaches you on his computer and you don't see him ever. You just see the math being done.
You hear his voice talking over it.
Like, there are classes where that's very applicable and you don't need to waste time and money to, like...
It's more accessible.
Yeah.
It's more affordable.
It's just more convenient
overall.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting how people incorporate that into different subjects other than math.
Yeah, but there's like the whole sociology of like the stigma of like what online classes are seen as. They're like lesser.
Yeah, exactly. So people who say, I took an online college course. Like, oh, you took an online college course?
Yeah, like, did you even learn anything? Just like,
you don't have to do homework, do you?
Yeah.
My mom got her second master's via an online course because she's a full-time teacher.
Mm-hmm.
A single mom raising two, supporting two, and has this full-time teacher position. She wanted her second master's. She pursued it online and took courses online for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And got her second master's. It's all shit. And she went to the physical graduation too.
Yeah.
They had a physical graduation at a specific college. But yeah, that's an idea that like it works.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she had homework due every Friday. Like you had to submit it online. Like,
yeah,
basically it. Like I'm sure the thing is that if it needs to be done, we figure out how to do it. Like,
yeah,
it's less like, oh, I don't know if we can do it. It's more like we can. It's just like, do we have the need to do it? No, not right now.
Also, just like, when is that swap going to happen between digital natives and digital immigrants? Like,
what do you mean?
The idea of the digital native and digital immigrant is that digital natives are people who are born into this age where technology is all around them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And digital immigrants are people like our professors who had to adapt to this new world that we're living in now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the buy-in is not going to happen from digital immigrants because they grew up in a different world, in a different time, whereas digital natives have been surrounded by all this stuff, and buy-in is going to be a lot easier.
So, that makes sense because then that's when you have the fight back where it's like, no, our way was the best way.
Yeah.